It's the Agenda Podcast for June 25th through the 30th from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Each week, we seek to share the most interesting and unusual events in Lexington and Central Kentucky. To accomplish this, we bring in special guests to share their agenda with us, take a closer look at one of the events, and invite a member of the WUKY team to make their recommendations. Our guest this time served two terms as mayor of Lexington. He's also a successful businessman, serving over four decades with his family's construction business. But he's been involved with politics even longer, becoming at age 19 the second youngest person ever elected as a delegate to the Democratic National Convention. When he's not running for office or running an international business, he collects modern art and leads an annual art appreciation trip to New York for Gaines Fellows at the University of Kentucky. Jim Gray, welcome to the agenda.
Hey, Tom. Great to be with you.
Well, we had Mayor Gorton on our first episode, and I asked her what's the best thing about being mayor. So my first question to you is, what's the best thing about not being the mayor of Lexington?
Well, I will say that the stress level is dialed down pretty substantially. That's for sure. And every time a police siren, every time I hear one or one goes by, I don't worry quite as much as I did before. But I used to say, I regularly, routinely would say that even on a bad day, being mayor was a great job. And it was very rewarding because the people you meet and the problems you get to solve and the opportunities that you get to deal with are really, really life-inspiring. So I enjoyed it.
Well, looking back on your term as mayor, what do you feel was your most significant accomplishment?
You know, Tom, I'm asked that often, and I would say, you know, that the bricks and mortar projects that we were able to launch, get completed, like renovating of 21C and the old courthouse and the town branch, launching the town branch park project and town branch commons and Rupp Arena, the renovations to Rupp and the new convention center. Those were really remarkable projects. I say that was often, they were nothing short of a miracle getting them done. But when you ask me what I was most proud of, if that's the way to describe it, I would say that it was Lexington dialed up and even improved itself in terms of being a welcoming and inclusive community. And that was, in my view, that was something that was deliberate and intentional. Being the first openly gay elected mayor of the city in Kentucky and really one of the few in the South was a real honor and to represent our community. But I was told often that it was an indicator of the kind of spirit of this place. And in today's economy, people want to live and work in a welcoming and open and inclusive place. And that helped us in many ways. It helped us because we were and became even more of a welcoming place.
Well, now that you're away from the mayor's office, how are you spending your time? Do you go into the office of Gray Construction every day?
Well, I'm there not every day, but I'm there routinely, and I'm fortunate that I'm also involved, continuing to be involved in some of the projects that I mentioned earlier, like the Town Branch, the Town Branch project. I'm on the board of the Town Branch Park now. That means raising funds. We've got an ambitious fundraising effort underway. Ann Bacus is leading it. And so I'm real happy that I'm able to stay involved in some of the projects as well as in our business and some business projects that I've been working on.
And we know Ann Bacus well over here because this building was donated to the University of Kentucky by Ann and by her family and the folks at Kentucky Eagle. So we know what a fine philanthropist she is.
She really is.
Well, the real reason that we asked you here is to talk about the events going on in Lexington this week. So what in your mind are the three most significant things that we should look for?
Well, we've got the festival, of course, that begins on Friday night at 7 o'clock.
The Pride Festival.
The Pride Festival that starts at 7 o'clock on Friday night and goes all the way through on Saturday through the evening. There are a couple of panel discussions at at the library that are going to be, it's going to begin, one is on Sunday, and I believe Mayor Gorton is going to participate in that one, and it's going to be commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Fairness Ordinance here in Lexington.
I didn't realize it had been in effect for 20 years.
20 years, 1999, and there were so many that were involved in it. There was a wonderful story in the Herald Leader just yesterday that recognized Deborah Hensley and Ernesto Scorsoni, who were so much involved. Isabel Yates, Linda Gorton, Mayor Gorton today, then she was a council member, those who supported the ordinance at the time. And if your listeners don't know, what the Fairness Ordinance really represents is an ordinance which the city of Lexington was the first to pass in the state to prohibit discrimination in housing and employment on the basis of sexual orientation. Lexington was the first in the state to do it. In fact, Henderson is city council is considering it as we speak, 20 years later. So Lexington was really a trailblazer in this. So this is the 20th anniversary. Panel discussion is going to occur on regarding that 20th anniversary, where we were then this Sunday, and then on the 8th, the following Sunday, another panel discussion where we're going, where we are, and where we're going. So those are some events. The Hall of Fame, Fairness Hall of Fame, is on Friday night of this week, and it's going to be held at 21C. It's recognizing leaders in the LGBTQ community. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday night. And at 7 o'clock, the festival itself opens, and I was honored that I was asked this year to actually open the festival. So I'm excited about that. Great. So there's a lot going on, Well, you know, and I think, Tom, the thing that we all, another milestone, this represents the 50th anniversary since the Stonewall uprisings in New York. Mm-hmm. And for those of the listeners who don't know what Stonewall represented, well, in the LGBTQ community, it was really the very first effort. Police had raided the Stonewall Inn, which was what you call then a gay bar, and it was raided by the police early on a Saturday morning, and it was the first time that in history that there was pushback, described as a rebellion. They were being taken off to jail, members of the LGBTQ community were, and they said, well, enough is enough. And that really began the gay rights movement, so 50 years ago. And it's been one of the, actually described as one of the most, in terms of human rights and civil rights, the movement has been really, even though it's been a 50-year movement, it's been considered to have been speedy or quick in its development. So that's a 50th anniversary of Stonewall that's occurring this year, and the 20th anniversary of the Fairness Ordinance in Lexington.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Jim Gray.
Ah, it's great to be with you.
And please stay with us, Jim, for a closer look at this week's Pride Festival and the Hall of Fame presentations at Lexington Fairness. Joining us in the 91.3 WKY studio is Tuesday Meadows, chair of Lexington Fairness. Welcome.
Good day.
This year's Pride Festival has expanded to 2 days. What was behind that decision?
A lot of it was actually the city of Lexington came to us and asked us to expand the festival since it's been so popular. Last year, we estimated we had between 30 and 32,000 people there, and it has become the second biggest free event in downtown Lexington next to the 4th of July festival. And so the city of Lexington thought naturally, we want to keep it downtown and we want to keep it free. And you can't really expand too much downtown, down some of the streets and whatever. So the best thing to do was to be expanded an extra day.
And what are some of the highlights of this year's Pride Festival?
We got top-notch entertainment. If you love drag queens, we have got drag queens. We have over 60 drag queens scheduled to perform during the 2 days. We actually expanded also to 2 stages. And so we got 2 stages and 2 days. So you're going to get twice the fun. and it's going to be just super. We got our headliner is Betty Hu, who's a top recording artist and very popular, and she will be performing Saturday night. And so, and Friday night, our headliner is Shadina, and very, very popular. And you're going to have other entertainers, some local people come in and perform for you. So it's going to be all day, and it's totally 100% free.
On Friday night, Lexington Fairness is presenting their Hall of Fame Awards. So talk a little bit about that.
I will. It's going to be very exciting this year. We have four women who we're going to honor. Susan Lamb, Carol Taylor, Renette Jones, and Pat Gerhardt, and also the steering committee from 1999 will also all be inducted into the LGBTQ Fairness Hall of Fame here in Lexington. Jim Gray, sitting to my right, is already in the Hall of Fame, of course, as you would expect him to be. So it's a way for us to record our history and to honor the people who've done so much for our community.
So this is Friday night at 21C at 6 p.m.
It starts at 6 p.m. We're going to have a little reception where you can mingle with some of the top people in Lexington. Mayor Linda Gorton's going to be there, and several of the city council members. So if you'd like to come and talk to these people, this is a great way just to have a chit chat with them. You know, and then we'll have our award ceremony. Really, it's a very relaxing evening.
Thank you, Tuesday Meadows, Chair of Lexington Fairness. Appreciate your coming in and looking forward to the Hall of Fame on Friday night and Friday and Saturday's Pride Festival.
Thank you very much. And we like everybody to come. We like love our allies, too, not just the LGBT community, but we want everybody in Lexington to feel welcome.
Each week on the agenda, we invite a member of the WUKY staff to share their pick of the week with us. And our guest this time is Robert Hansel. He's our membership manager who just wrapped up, I might add, a very successful summer fund drive. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
Well, at the same time that you were working on the fund drive, you were having to leave a little early a couple of nights because you were having auditions for a very special competition. What was that all about?
That was WKY's annual Voice of Pride competition, which takes place at, we've done it for the last 5 years at the Lexington Pride Festival. And I think it really goes along with WKY's mission of promoting local artists, because what we do is we go out in the community. We have about four locations, and of those auditions, we pick the best of our local musicians, and then they will go on stage, the main stage at the Lexington Pride Festival, and battle it out for the Voice of Pride title.
And that will be on Saturday at what time?
That's Saturday, starting at 5:15 p.m. and running through 6 p.m.
And can you give us a hint about some of the finalists we're going to be seeing?
Well, actually, we've got two finalists have auditioned in the past. And an interesting story about that, we had one audition 2 years ago and didn't even make the first preliminary. She was not even chosen for the first preliminary. Came back to another preliminary, won that one, and then ended up winning the entire competition. So I always try to encourage people, if you don't win a preliminary, to come back and try for another one. So we've actually had two people do that this year. So it's going to be exciting to see how that plays out. This year, we actually had people under the age of 18 audition. None of those actually made the preliminary, but it was great seeing some of the younger people show up with their parents, allowing them to audition. Mostly at 21C, we had two 13-year-olds and a 15-year-old. So it was great seeing the younger generation coming out to audition for this.
Fantastic. So the fifth annual Voice of Pride karaoke competition.
Yes.
Finals.
Yes. Very excited.
Coming up this Saturday. Now, in addition to that going on at the Pride Festival, WUKY also has a booth.
Yes.
And you've devised a little new giveaway item for folks. Tell us a little bit about that.
We actually did some research. WKY has been talking a lot about smart speakers. So we have found a smart speaker that's actually rainbow colored. And we will be, people can just come up to our booth, sign their name and information, drop it in, and they'll be entered for a drawing for this new rainbow-colored smart speaker.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Now for the last word. After the Pride Festival on Friday, my wife and I are headed north for Romeo and Juliet. Not the Shakespeare play, but the gorgeous Gounod opera. It's a production by the Cincinnati Opera with an exciting young cast led by Matthew White as Romeo and Nicole Cabell as Juliet. There are performances this week on both Thursday and Saturday evenings. More information is at cincinnatiopera.org. Also, regarding that beach book I mentioned last time, Son of Havana by legendary Red Sox pitcher Luis Tiant turned out to be even better than I expected. Tiant is one of the toughest pitchers I ever saw as a kid attending ball games at Tiger Stadium in Detroit in the 1960s. But it turns out his greatest challenges were off the field. The deep-seated racism of his time and the forced separation from his parents, who had to remain in Castro's Cuba while he enjoyed some of his greatest triumphs on the field in Boston and Cleveland. It's quite a tale, and I heartily recommend this book to my baseball-loving friends. So that's it for this edition of The Agenda. Our thanks to our guests, Jim Gray, Tuesday Meadows, and WUKY's own Robert Hansel. We'll see you all at the Pride Festival. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.